Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us in your best Irish accent at 888-RADIO-30. And again, that's 888-723-4630.
Griff, we have another email here to read. It's from John in Southbridge, Massachusetts. I don't know if you can answer this question, but let me ask it, all right? Hi again. Got a domestic shipping problem, which I insured with ship cover insurance. The package was left at the door of my buyer, but it wasn't there when the buyer got home.
Right.
I talked to ship cover and was told that I could file my claim in 30 days from the ship date. Should I refund the buyer's money now or wait a few more weeks to make sure it's actually lost?
Wait a minute.
If it does show up in a few weeks and I've refunded the money now, how will I get my money back?
Wait. Does tracking show the item was delivered? That's the question.
It says the package was left at the door of my buyer, but it wasn't there when the buyer got home.
I don't care if it wasn't there. The first question is, and I know I'm very buyer-centric, but if you're asking about how to proceed with this, what's really critical is, does tracking show that the item was delivered?
So we would like to hear from you again,
that is
John,
absolutely
in Southbridge, Massachusetts. If you can call the show, we would appreciate that. If not, just email us again and tell us if the tracking shows that it was delivered. And then Griff will, you know, be able to more likely help you with that, okay?
Right.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 723-4630. And by the way, if you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, why don't you apply to be our guest on Tuesdays? We have 5 guests. Slots to fill on Tuesdays. All you have to do is to go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application. We'll get back to you just as soon as we can. We also encourage all of our meetup group organizers to submit their next meetup to the calendar ASAP. All you have to do is go to the archive site, you know, go to ebayradio.com, click on the Archive button. Then you look up at the top to the right, it says seller event, submit a seller event. Click on it, fill out the web form, and we'll add you to the calendar right away. And to check out the calendar for events in your area, you go again to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on seller events calendar under the seller resources tab. There you'll see who, what, when, and where for more details and a link. You can actually click on the event title. So we have that up there for you. We have so many resources on the eBay Radio Archive page that people just have no idea about, Griff. So much going on up there. Griff, there is something that Betsy and CJ, the two of them, have been giving us for a long time here, and we have failed to do it because every time we start to do it, we start getting phone calls or emails, but it's called How to Stop Procrastinating by Using the 2-Minute Rule, and it's by James Clear, and he wrote this for lifehack.org. So if you want to help me with this, Griff, it's on page 12 and 13.
Be happy to.
Okay, our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30, and so it's, he says, I've been following a simple rule that is helping me crush procrastination and making it easier for me to stick to good habits. I call this little strategy the 2-Minute Rule. And its goal is to make it easier for you to get started on the things you should be doing. You want to read the second paragraph?
Well, most of the tasks that you procrastinate on aren't actually difficult to do. You just avoid starting them. The 2-Minute Rule overcomes procrastination and laziness by making it so easy to take action that you just can't say no.
Griff, to give you an example, I had... you know, I consider myself pretty well organized, all right?
Yeah.
I had a stack of things, maybe 9 or 10 things, that I had been setting aside for a long time. Oh, I'll get to this. So finally, one day, I picked up that little stack, and what he says here is true. The only one out of all those, like, 9 or 10 things, there was only one thing that I had to even go do research on to be able to complete it. The other things only took me a few minutes. Sometimes our brain says, oh, I'll get to that later, and pretty soon you have a big stack. So there are two parts to the two-minute rule, Griff. Part one, if it takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. And this comes from David Allen's best-selling book, Getting Things Done. And it's surprising how many things we put off that we could get done in 2 minutes or less. Washing your dishes immediately after eating your meal. You do that, don't you, Griff?
Mostly, yes. I know. And no,
really, do you?
I do most of the time, yes.
Tossing laundry into the washing machine, taking out the garbage, cleaning up clutter, sending that email, and so on. These things, you know, could be done in 2 minutes or less.
Yes.
Now, if a task takes less than 2 minutes to complete, then follow the rule and do it right. Why don't you read part two?
Well, when you start a new habit, it should take less than 2 minutes to do. Can all of your goals, for example, be accomplished in less than 2 minutes? Obviously not. But every goal can be started in 2 minutes or less, and that's the purpose behind this little rule. It might sound like this strategy is too basic for your grand life goals, but I would beg to differ. It works for any goal because of one simple reason: the physics of real life. As Sir Isaac Newton taught us a long time ago, objects at rest tend to stay at rest, while objects in motion tend to stay in motion. This is just as true for humans as it is for falling apples.
And the two-minute rule works for big goals as well as small goals because of the inertia of life. Once you start doing something, it's easy to continue doing it. That is so true, Griff. Getting started is the big thing. I love the two-minute rule because it embraces the idea that all sorts of good things happen once you get started. And it's not about performance. It's about consistently taking action. In many ways, getting started is more important than succeeding. And he says he can't guarantee whether or not the two-minute rule will work for you, but he says he can guarantee that it will never work if you never try it. And, of course, that is so true. So just get started is what he's saying. Take action. Griff, ready to go to the phones here? John, Southbridge, Massachusetts. You know exactly where that is, Griff, right?
I do, yes.
Yes. Known on eBay as AAA Invest in Collectibles. John, thank you so much for calling. What's your question or comment?
Well, Griff had just asked me if that package that I said was lost was delivered to the front door and it wasn't there. Griff had asked if it had been tracked and delivered. Yes, the post office, the tracking system says it was delivered to the front porch.
Then you do nothing, unfortunately, for the buyer. Here's why.
Really?
Yeah, the way that eBay transactions work. I mean, if you want to, out of the kindness of your heart, refund the buyer because they said that the item wasn't there, that's your decision. But you are not going to get reimbursed by eBay, and the insurance company's not going to reimburse you either.
I bought insurance, though. I bought
You bought insurance to cover you. You don't have to worry. You did your part.
Oh.
You delivered the item. The insurance claim is not going to pay out to the buyer because they indicated an address for delivery that was not secure. That's the buyer's responsibility. It is one of the, you know, I always say buyers have one responsibility, and that's to pay for the item. There is a second one that we never really talk about much. And again, I think it's because we assume that buyers are taking care of this. If you're a buyer and you're having things delivered to your location, it's your responsibility, not the post office, not the insurance company, and certainly not eBay or the eBay seller, to make sure that that location for drop-off is secure. If it's not secure, that's the buyer's fault. So at this point, you have two choices. Like I said, you can be altruistic and refund their money. You're not going to get reimbursed, by the way. Or you can just tell them, unfortunately, the item shows as delivered, and there's not much that any of us can do. eBay's not going to give them a refund, and eBay's not going to force you to give them a refund. That's why tracking is so critical. In a situation like this, tracking shows the item was delivered. Everything is on the buyer at that point. Unfortunately, I mean, I feel bad for the buyer, but again, you know, I live in a situation, a nice neighborhood, it's okay, but I have all my delivery address for all my parcels is another address, it happens to be work, where I know it's going to be safe because I'm not home during the day. I don't want parcels on my front porch. My front porch is viewable to the entire world. How long do you think those parcels would last? Not long.
John, so is this item that you're talking about the Tonka Big Mike hydraulic dump truck?
Yes, it is.
That's too
Griff,
bad.
$862.59.
Yeah, and unfortunately, It's the buyer's fault. And I would not, I'm going to tell you right now, because tracking shows this is delivered, insurance is not going to pay out. They're not going to. They will not pay out on this. So I would just tell the buyer, you're very sorry you heard this, that it had this happen. Unfortunately, tracking shows that that package was delivered to them, and the buyer really should have a secure place. I mean, imagine having an $800 item delivered to your porch. Oh, God. Not very wise.
This is a disaster.
It's a disaster for them. It's
Not for you, though.
Not for you. It is not a disaster for you.
I gotta be tough, huh? I gotta be tough on this one.
Well, you don't have to. Do you have an extra $800?
No. This is important money to me.
Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you, if you refund the buyer $800, you're not gonna get reimbursed by eBay or the insurance company or the carrier. You're not going to.
So why would I have bought insurance then? What would the insurance have protected me from?
In case the item never showed up. It got lost in transit, or it arrived damaged.
Okay.
But see, you got your money, right, John?
Oh, yeah. I'm all set there.
You're all set. So Griff is absolutely right here.
Unfortunately.
As he always is.
Nah, I'm not always
but
right.
But you got your money, John. You did your part.
Yeah, but we're going to talk a little bit more about
Stay with us, John.
This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 363.
As you take care of customers and your eBay business, don't forget to take care of yourself. Bobby Miller is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller, Seacoast Bargain. Her tip, take a break.
Have a daily personal practice. Think of things you like to do that are not related to work. Some of the ideas might be journaling if you enjoy writing or exercise. That's something I'm always struggling with, but I know when I get out and do something, I feel better. I read a quote yesterday that said exercise not only changes your body, it changes your mind, attitude, and mood. But, you know, pick something you like. If you don't like it, it's not going to work.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. So we wanted to finish up with the
John in Southridge, Massachusetts.
So one of the things that I want to commend you for is that you do seem to have the buyer's best interest in mind, and that for that you cannot be faulted. And you're also trusting that the buyer is being honest with you when they say the package
exactly.
wasn't there. And I think that's great. But I have to be honest with you that if you refund this buyer the money, you will be out $800. You're never going to get that money back from insurance or eBay. And the other thing, and I'm sorry I didn't point this right out, because eBetsy, the ever smart and eagle-eyed eBetsy, did have a comment that's very important, which is if you have an item that's $800, you should always require signature confirmation. That
I know. That was a big mistake I made.
Yeah, you have to always do that. Now, in this case, it's going to be really bad for the buyer, obviously. This is going to be a situation that is going to be bad for them because they're out $800.
But that is not your fault, John.
But this could have been a different type of situation where the item never showed as delivered. Or not having delivery confirmation means that you won't be covered in cases where... So, for example, if the item was signed for and then the buyer said, oh, the package was missing, it's definite coverage. In this case, delivery confirmation was enough, but you should always get that signature confirmation for expensive items. I know it's required for PayPal coverage. So if you've got a $800 item and you don't have signature confirmation on the PayPal end, which I would need to remind people again, is no longer an eBay company, but this is still a fact about PayPal, is that without the signature confirmation, the buyer could next issue a chargeback and you'd be out of luck. And in fact, that could happen now. But you have delivery confirmation and that may help. But yeah, I would not refund the buyer.
John. I hope we helped you today. Thank you so much.
You did. You've been great.
Sorry, John.
All right. Call us back anytime, John.
I feel bad. It's a terrible situation.
It is a terrible situation, and you're absolutely right. He was thinking of the buyer.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure I was that was clear.
And you were.
Yeah.
So it's time to read the event calendar, Griff. So go to ebayradio.com and click on that archive button and... Come on over and then hover over Seller Resources and click on Seller Events.
Okay.
I'll do the first one.
Please.
March 19th, 2016. By the way, that's also the day the alleged swallows come back to Capistrano. That's right up the road from us. So.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meet up, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday at Perkins Pancakes Bakehouse in Denver, Colorado. The topic is product sourcing, including drop shipping, wholesaling, and thrifting. And speakers are going to be Luis Sanchez and David Edwards.
And can I make a comment about something?
Yes.
And while we're doing this?
Yeah.
So if you're in the sound of my voice and you have meetups, I'm curious as to why you're not sending them in to Lee, because I know there's several people that have meetups and they're not on this calendar.
I know. When we keep... Telling them, send them in.
I'll contact each of them. Say, why isn't this on our calendar? March 20th, the Colorado Springs eBay and e-commerce online sellers group meetup will happen at the Village Inn in Colorado Springs. That's going to be Sunday, March 20th, starting at 1 p.m., going to 4 p.m. on a Sunday. And it's going to be an evening with longtime eBay seller and e-commerce expert Brian Goodman via Skype, known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Bigfoot. Brian is the author of Everything is Negotiable, and he also co-starred in the Spike TV hit show Thrift Hunters.
Then on March 22nd, the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's going to be at Cirivello's restaurant in Long Beach from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and they're going to be sharing their eBay experiences.
Yes, they will be.
And then?
On the same day, but only in San Jose. That's next Tuesday, March 22nd at 7 to 9 p.m. here at eBay headquarters. There'll be the eBay and e-commerce sellers of the Bay Area meetup. The topic will be what's it worth. WorthPoint's own CEO, Will Seipel, will be there, and top-rated seller Robin Levin will be here as well to share research tips.
So I have a question to ask you about the subject that we were just talking about.
Yes.
So the Tonka truck was $895 or whatever, $800 and something dollars.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money for any of us.
Yeah, it's a lot
of
money. Yeah.
What if it had been an $8 item? Would we have given him the same advice?
I would give him the same advice and let him make the choice.
Okay.
So I'm not going to assume that anyone can... I'm not assuming anyone's ability to absorb anything.
Okay.
So if I was asked, I'd say if it were me, $8, yeah, I'd send him the $8.
Exactly.
And maybe with some helpful tips.
But not $895. I'm not going to do that.
Not in my current economic level.
I think anybody's. Oh, if you're an eBay seller and everything you sell is $800 and something, maybe.
Yeah, and there's no big business that's going to send you an item of value for $800 and not have signature confirmation. That's just not going to happen. If I buy an $800 suit from an online clothing company, I'm going to have to sign when they deliver it.
Well, Granny Thimble, whose list we dished today, said thank you for dishing my listing today. She's
Our
on the
pleasure.
Chat board. Kimba B said, I definitely agree with Seacoast Bargain. eBetsy sellers photo cropping.
Yeah,
whenever possible, Griff agrees.
But I think some of the examples wouldn't have made a difference because eBay now does this thing where to keep the photo space square, we fill in if your item is really rectangular. It's like a very narrow or very thin rectangle. We're going to fill it in with color on either side. So that's just how that works. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. We'll be live again on Tuesday, March 22nd for eBay Radio at 11 a.m. Pacific. Join us then. eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee is produced by VoiceMart, gaining radio syndication, Global Food for Thought.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.